What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on with your comments and questions here. A little bit of news from the area of gun control. Apparently, there is a franchise called Waffle House, and they have a strict gun-free zone policy. And to nobody's surprise, it's being viewed as an engraved invitation by armed robbers to just walk on in and take all the money. You can do a search for Waffle House, robbed at gunpoint. And apparently just in the last few months, their restaurants have been hit in Georgia, Missouri, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Arkansas. And apparently Dallas, Texas was actually robbed. The location in Little Rock was robbed twice on the same day. The robber in the Dallas, Texas area, they caught him, robbed two different Waffle Houses the very same day in December. Most of them get away with it. So what happens when you're working at a place and you're sick and tired of having people with guns come on in and take away all your money? Well, you fight back. And apparently a waitress was carrying a gun and fended off the robbers, thwarted the robbery, for which she was fired for violating Waffle House's gun-free zone policy. When are the liberals going to wake up and realize that gun-free zones are where the criminals go? Look at all those mass shootings by people whose brains are melted on prescription antidepressants. And they wag them at us to say, oh, take the guns away from everybody. Where do all these mass shooters go? Gun-free zones, gun-free movie theaters, gun-free shopping malls, gun-free areas. It's time for a little more common sense to come back to our society. If the police are too busy with civil forfeiture to actually go on out and find the real criminals, then the only rational course is to allow ordinary citizens the right and the means to defend themselves, and that's what that Second Amendment is at least partly about. A sign that says gun-free zone is an open invitation to crime and mayhem. Come on in, have fun. Nobody's going to shoot back at you. I think it's time to replace all these gun-free zone signs with something that reads a little different. Dear criminal slash psychopath slash terrorist, 10% of the people in this area are carrying concealed. You guess which ones. Remember what happened in Kennesaw, Georgia? Now, this happened a lot of years ago, and you probably didn't see this on the corporate media. Kennesaw, Georgia was going through a major crime problem, and their response was to pass a law at the city council requiring every resident in that town to own a firearm, and the crime evaporated. It went away. Criminals and terrorists and psychopaths do not want to go where the people are armed. Sometimes I think that the gun control people are actually working for organized crime to make it easier for their lower level employees to harvest from the population, to create a safe working environment for their drug dealers and muggers and rapists and what have you. Because looking at the reality of gun control versus crime, it's very obvious that anti-gun equals pro-crime. Disarming the law-abiding has not solved the problem, has it? Not one tiny bit. And you know what really irks me on this issue? Every time there's another terror attack over there in Europe, and the corporate media comes in and says, you shouldn't blame all the Muslims for the actions of this individual. Why can't gun owners get that same deal? Anytime there's a shooting, oh, we got to take all the guns away from everybody. Liberals love to do that. That's their best solution. Somebody commits a crime with a gun. Oh, take guns away from everybody. That'll solve everything. somebody posts something they don't like on the internet. Oh, take away freedom of speech from everybody. That'll solve it. It's amazing. Okay, now getting into the area of computers with all this brouhaha over hacking. Apparently, there was a major computer outage at U.S. airports yesterday evening in the customs system, where when you're at the border checkpoint and they scan your little passport, or the new ones have the radio chip in them, and it goes to a computer and says, yes, this person is okay, that person isn't okay. That system broke down. And so as a result, people were just piling up behind those customs checkpoints. None of them could be let through. This went on for hours on one of the busiest travel days of the year, and I'm just waiting for somebody to come on out from the corporate media and say, this was Russia's hacking the customs computers just to annoy us and tick us all off. We're going to do a quick shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network, and we're going to go to the phones here. Ken in Fort Worth, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Howdy. Some people say that if we start cutting up Israel or Jerusalem, God's going to cut up this country, too. I don't want that to happen, either.
Well, every time Netanyahu's made that threat, something bad does happen, but God's got nothing to do with it. It's usually the Mossad. And nobody's talking about cutting up Israel. What they're talking about is Israel going back to its original borders and sticking with
them. That's one thing.
Yeah.
And first of all, that country is over there and we're over here. But it scares me if, you know, we start going over and say, we're going to divide Jerusalem up or Israel up or whatever we're going to do, and God come over here and make Mississippi bigger. We don't want that either.
I didn't quite get the linking on that one, but let me clarify something here, okay? Nobody is cutting up Israel. Nobody's breaking it into parts. The city of Jerusalem was declared a shared city by the United Nations. It's supposed to be because of its historic and religious importance. That city is supposed to be shared between the Jews, the Christians, the Muslims, and another Orthodox group. And they're supposed to just share the city. But Israel has never been happy with that. Israel wants it all. And their behavior in trying to acquire it all is the bone of contention in that part of the world.
Maybe the UN might decide to divide up the United States, too.
They don't want that either. Ken, nobody's dividing up Israel. Israel's trying to divide up Palestine with the settlement so that there isn't a contiguous block of territory on which to found a Palestinian state. That's why Israel is so upset that the settlements have now been declared illegal. Because if you look at the settlement maps, they're very clearly placed to break Palestine into little tiny fragments. So it's Palestine that's being broken into little tiny pieces, not Israel.
Hope so. Hey, nice talking to you, Bush.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot. He hopes Palestine's being broken up. I think he just gave away his agenda. All right. We're going to switch over to Glenn in Philadelphia. Aloha, Glenn. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. I heard about your Waffle House story. I used to drive across the country some on my way to school. Waffle Houses are like, slightly smaller than your average IHOP. They tend to be situated near highway entrances and exits. They're very, like, trucker-friendly. They're not, strictly truck stop-ish, but their locations near highway entrances and exits make for easy getaways and that sort of thing too. I just think it's amusing. I just heard Tom Hanks saying, like, "Stupid is as stupid does, ma'am."
It really is. But again, the liberal agenda is not the health and safety of ordinary people. It's control, 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 and they understand that Second Amendment is in that Bill of Rights so that we the people have the means to convince the federal government to respect all those other rights that are enumerated in that Bill of Rights. The government doesn't give us those rights. They recognize them. That's the hands-off list. And we have seen that list under constant attack. The NSA is openly violating the 4th, 5th, 9th, and 10th amendments. We're seeing free speech come under attack with all this fake news nonsense or hate speech nonsense. We're seeing the Second Amendment constantly being eroded. Jim Fetzer came out with this article just saying, it's weird. Russia is turning into the United States of America, and the United States of America is turning into the former Soviet Union.
Right. Yeah. Yes, definitely loss of freedoms and, you know, subversive, you know, groups subverting the Constitution, yeah. About the Waffle House story, you mentioned that the woman thwarted the robbery, and didn't say whether or not a shot was fired. You don't know.
The phrase they used was fend off. And it doesn't say that shots were actually fired, but she was let go from her job because she was in violation with the gun-free zone policy. And one of the big complaints I have about the gun grabbers is they seem to feel that a woman lying dead in an alley, raped and strangled with her own pantyhose, is preferable to that same woman explaining to the police how her attacker got shot.
Yeah, exactly. One other thing you've talked about earlier, you mentioned somebody using the term weaponized narrative.
Yes.
As if that's better than fake news. I think that's kind of a bad phrase, because upon whom does one use weapons?
On an enemy. Yeah, well, the government sees us as the enemy. We don't trust them anymore. Yeah. We don't believe in them anymore. We don't do as we're told. We're straining at our slave chains, and they do see us as an enemy. Now, the phrase weaponized narrative is not a replacement for fake news. It's a replacement for propaganda, because
propaganda,
we all know propaganda's got a negative connotation. We don't want to be propagandized by our government. There used to be a law saying they couldn't propagandize us. They took that one back. So now they're going to change the name.
Weapon doesn't. Yeah, I know. But word weapon doesn't have a negative connotation as yet. That's the weird part, you know.
Again, they're designing all of this with ad agencies and PR firms, and they're really not well suited to this kind of work.
They are enemies of the people.
Yes.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. And the phone lines are still open, 800-313-9443, if you want to call on in. Now, we're talking about computers. We're talking about this out-of-control epidemic of hacking. And again, where is the NSA in all of this? Weren't they supposed to be protecting our IT infrastructure against threats? Or they're too busy amusing themselves to all the stolen amateur porn that Edward Snowden says is what's really filling up all those data centers here. Now, apparently, hackers are now using WhatsApp to target unsuspecting users. They're sending Word documents that look legit, but wind up stealing your personal information, including banking data and login credentials. If you are a user of Word or any of those Microsoft Office products, you should go in and make sure macros are disabled, because that is where the bad stuff is in there. And one of the reasons I'm encouraging people to use OpenOffice is because you're automatically immune from some of the stuff that is Microsoft Office specific. The macros are wonderful for certain narrow applications, but you really should have them turned off, because that's where 90% of the attacks through Office documents come from. Now, as you know, ransomware is also spreading all across the country, and now it is starting to hit smart TVs, where, you know, your TV is locked up. If you want your TV to work again, send $200 in Bitcoin to this address, which for people who are not yet on Bitcoin can be a real problem. Fortunately, a programmer has found a very simple way to unlock ransomware'd Google smart TVs. You put it into recovery mode, hit reset, it comes back. But again, ransomware is a major problem. It's actually endangering lives when it strikes at hospitals. And you have to wonder, why is nobody in the government doing anything about this at all? Well, look at the civil forfeiture laws. It's a license to steal for the police out here in the real world, just grabbing money everywhere. It's destroyed tourism coming down from Canada. Nobody wants to travel here from Canada. There's too many horror stories of people who come into the U.S. on vacation and the police just take their money. Well, our government is still desperately broke. They're hopelessly in debt. So maybe the ransomware is actually coming from the government itself. Kaspersky has identified the Hacker Collective Equation Group as being NSA. And so this might be just another way for the government to pillage the American people, and that would be why the government is doing absolutely nothing about the ransomware problem. Now, over in Great Britain, as of the start of the new year, under the Investigatory Powers Act, everything that you click online is being recorded and saved for the British government to look at what you're doing. Now, I don't know what privacy protections exist or existed in Great Britain. Certainly, it would be a violation of the Fourth Amendment. It is a Fourth Amendment violation here. And here's the other problem. I think a lot of this is being driven, as usual, by the money, the funding. Oh, we have to have a system that tracks everybody's data everywhere in the world. What are you going to do with it? I have no idea. There's too much of it. We couldn't find anything in any of that data. There's just way too much of it. But by golly, we've got a system for snarfing it all up. These TV shows and movies you see where somebody sits down at a computer and instantly gains access to somebody's records. It really doesn't work that way. It takes a lot of work because there's simply too much data to go through. By the way, that reminds me. Over the weekend on the pay-per-view channel, Claire and I finally got to see the movie Snowden, directed by Oliver Stone. And this is a must-see about what was going on. The story focuses more on what happened to Edward Snowden that led him to make the decision that he made. And I'm sure they went to great lengths to not reveal anything too sensitive. But what they do reveal about what the NSA's been doing, and more to the point, the cavalier attitude that they had, that the Bill of Rights just doesn't apply. Freedom and privacy doesn't apply. We're justified in breaking into people's computers and stealing their data because we serve a higher purpose. We're true believers. And that's a phrase that you're going to find throughout history. And it's always been a problem for every political system that you will have in there individuals who are absolutely convinced that because they serve some higher, more noble purpose, that they should be exempt from the laws and restrictions. I'm doing great things, therefore I can break the rules. And on that path lies tyranny. So the movie is Snowden. It's available on pay-per-view. And I recommend it highly, highly, highly. Now, I'm looking at an article over at WindsorStar.com. Sarah Kaplan, Donald Trump might just make going to the moon great again. And I certainly hope so. I certainly hope so. Because I'm a big enthusiast for science in general, for space exploration in particular, and I think it's something our nation needs. Not to go put American flags on places all over the solar system, although that would be nice, people feel good about that. But if we're going to rebuild our economy, we have to rebuild our manufacturing. We have to get back our lead in manufacturing that was foolishly allowed to move to other countries under preceding administrations. Now, those foreign governments who now have the lead in high-tech electronics manufacturing, they're not going to just send it back. They know they've got an advantage. The real worth of the technology isn't the technology, but the jobs it creates in their economy. And they're not going to let go of that. So the only option left for us is to leapfrog forward into what is next, what is beyond the current technology. Photonics, who knows? But we have to find it. And the best way to find it is with a civilian technology incubator, meaning a space program. Not necessarily under NASA. More about that when we come back.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're talking about this article that's over in WindsorStar.com about how Donald Trump might just make going to the moon great again. Maybe as a jumping off point. Or as I mentioned the other day, a base on the moon on the far side for radio astronomy. But in a general term, we need a new space program, a revitalized space program. We need a space program that is rededicated to solving the problems of going to the other planets in our solar system, and in the process of solving those problems, coming up with the new technologies on which to found new industries, which will create new jobs, new products that we will sell to the rest of the world. We really need that. Now, the outside of the space program, the only technology incubators tend to be in the military-industrial complex, and they will hang on to their secrets until they're so obsolete and outdated, there's really no commercial application for them. So we need a civilian technology incubator to come up with whatever we're going to build new products around. And that means going on out, maybe finding out if there's something worth digging up on the asteroids. There's already a private company that's trying to secure venture capital to literally mine the asteroid belt. Once you're out of the Earth's gravity well, it's easy to move stuff around, whether it's chunks of water ice or gold, molybdenum, iron. The problem with NASA, first of all, I was there in the early days when NASA went through the transition to the new NASA, where the scientists and engineers were taken out of control of the space program, and they wanted to make it more businesslike. And so they put in all these MBAs and political appointees to try and tell all the scientists and engineers who built all of this stuff how to run it. Probably the most visible manifestation of the boneheadedness of this was the Challenger disaster, where the engineers at Morton Thiokol were saying, do not launch that thing with frozen O-rings. And the political leadership of NASA were saying, well, we've got the teacher in space on board, and the world is watching. We're trying to prove that we can run a scheduled service to low Earth orbit, and it's important that we keep up that image. And they went ahead and launched, and partly it was they were aware they'd been burn-throughs on those O-rings before, but they'd never been a problem. The navigation computer was able to sort of adjust for that extra tongue of flame coming on out, but everybody knew it was only a matter of time until there was a burn-through in a critical location, which is what happened on Challenger, where the flame came on out and was actually burning on one of the struts holding the SRB on. The strut broke loose. The SRB pivoted into the central tank. Boom. It was all there. And I actually knew one of the crew, Judy Resnick. I'd actually worked with her just a few months before the Challenger disaster. And then there was this big thing of covering it all up and NASA saying, well, we know those O-rings couldn't have possibly failed. And Richard Fenneman, I think it was, came on out and demonstrated with a glass of ice water, no, they're not as resilient as you think. And all too often, we see politicians thinking that politics can overturn reality and the real world and science. We certainly saw it through human-caused global warming. But we do need to get on back. I don't know if the current NASA management structure is going to be up to the task of taking us back to the planets and being a technology incubator, because for the last going on 12 years, NASA's entire mission has been to support the human-caused global warming hoax, to take temperature readings, put up satellites that report the Earth is broiling, like that NOAA 16 satellite that was over-reporting temperatures by 10 degrees. And the carbon Nazis are still using that citation to claim the world is warming. We need to break all of these scientific organizations free from political interference, or we're going to get lousy science. That's always the result. When science is declared subordinate to political or corporate interests, you get bad science. That must stop. All right, going to take another break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're just now getting word they've had a very large earthquake near Fiji, magnitude 7.2, tsunami watches along that part of the ocean, but no tsunami threat here to Hawaii. The earth has really been kind of rocking and rolling lately. A lot of stuff going on. We're still keeping an eye on that Bogoslav volcano up in the Aleutians, which has been erupting on and off. They just backed that aviation alert back down from red to orange, but of course it could erupt again at any moment. And so the whole planet's kind of shaking, rocking and rolling out there. All righty, getting on back here. Let's talk about human-caused global warming. Because anybody who says there's no such thing as a grand conspiracy to defraud the public, this is it right here. This is an example of how politicians will lie to you using the corporate media and politically dominated scientists to sell you an idea. to say, take something that happens naturally, declare it a crisis that threatens your very life, and then offers to sell you a solution. It's called the Hegelian dialectic. It's like this guy who's standing in the middle of the town square waving his arms around. Somebody comes up and says, "What are you doing?" He says, "I'm keeping the wild elephants away." The second guy says, "There are no wild elephants for thousands of miles around here." And the first guy says, "See, it works. That'll be $10, please." That's kind of how this whole thing works. Now, remember back in 2000, UK Independent ran a banner headline, "Snowfalls are now a thing of the past." This was followed by an article in the BBC saying that because of human-caused global warming, the ski resort industry was going to collapse. Oh, it's going to be terrible. If you don't pay a carbon tax, there'll be no more snow skiing. Well, once again, just like that whopper with Russian hacking the Vermont power station, the corporate media was full of it again. And what we're actually hearing from around the world, ski resorts are seeing a major boost in business. The snow came early. It's powdery. They're doing a great business up there. Gee, Al Gore and the corporate media were wrong again. Snow on New Year's Eve for the lower mainland. This is out in Vancouver. Now, you need to understand, Vancouver normally doesn't get a huge amount of snow because they're at the receiving end of what's called the Pineapple Express, which is warm air coming from around here in Hawaii, and it flows across the ocean and up the coast, and it makes landfall around that part of Canada. And so Vancouver traditionally has warmer weather than the rest of Canada, but they're still getting snow up there. 10 inches of snow in West Michigan, hazardous commutes, everyone be careful. Have your snow chains. If you don't have your winter tires on by now, you're in trouble already. Now, over at Yellowstone, which is a beautiful, beautiful place, sits over a very large supervolcano. And it's famous for this geyser called Old Faithful. And Old Faithful got its name because it used to erupt with absolute clock-like precision. Now, following an earthquake some years ago, it's lost its precision, but it's still traditionally called Old Faithful. It is so cold in Yellowstone right now that the boiling hot water coming out of Old Faithful is freezing instantly. And what tourists are seeing is a snow geyser. It's, you've probably seen these YouTube videos about real cold weather. People will go out with a pail of hot water and just throw it in the air, and it instantly freezes, turns to snow. That's exactly what's going on. Now, hundreds are currently without power in the interior of Alaska. Winter storm has come on through, dropped all the power lines. Hundreds of people in the Fairbanks area without power. It's a really rough situation there. And, of course, the Environmental Protection Agency is in there reminding the Alaskans that they shouldn't be burning wood to stay warm. I'm not kidding you. They're trying to come on out there saying that because of laws controlling particulate matter in the air, you shouldn't be burning wood to stay warm. These people do not have access to coal. They do not have access to natural gas. The electricity is now out. And so the EPA is out there reminding people they shouldn't be burning wood because it leads to air pollution. And frankly, the people of Alaska are saying the EPA is being ridiculous, and they are. Until you remember that the EPA's real purpose is not to protect the environment, but to look while it's protecting the environment, while it's grabbing up public and sometimes private lands as part of this federal government land grab. And this gets on back to Obama's declaring two new national monuments, one of which encircles the land of the Bundy Ranch. Now, when Teddy Roosevelt created the first national monument, Devil's Tower, he declared it in an area where there weren't people who owned the land. It was considered open public land. They didn't chase those people who were living on it off. But lately, going back to Bill Clinton, we've seen the power to create national monuments actually used to grab and sequester valuable land and valuable natural resources away from the American people who really own it all. You need to remember there is a portion in the Constitution called the Enclave Clause that says the federal government is not allowed to own any land other than what is underneath federal government buildings, military bases, and federal infrastructure like harbors and airports. The Constitution does not allow them to go on out and with the stroke of a pen grab tens of millions of acres and say, well, this is now ours. Especially because it involves kicking off the rightful owners. It's an abuse of an older law. And the lawsuits are already piling up on this one. People are fighting back. And they should fight back. The federal government is supposed to be the custodian of this nation. Doesn't mean he owns the building. But that's the correct model. That's the model the Founding Fathers set on up. The federal government was a caretaker only. It existed to arbitrate disputes between the states who had the real power in this country. The federal government are the janitors. We give them the keys. We trust them to keep the roads working, the plumbing working, keep the trash out. That's it. That's their job. They're not allowed to simply say, well, we now own the whole building. That's not the way the rules work. Now then, getting on back to human-caused global warming. Nobel laureate Ivar Givar gave a speech at the Nobel Laureates meeting back in July of 2015. And he went down the list of all the mistakes that Barack Obama made in his speeches about global warming. And basically came on out and said, when you're looking at the raw data, there's no global warming. The world is cooling. It's only if you're getting your data from these U.S. government agencies like NOAA, which has been caught rigging the data flat out, that there's an illusion of warming. And that's what it is. It's a crafted illusion. Think back to the ClimateGate scandal at the Hadley Climate Research Unit at the University of East Anglia. Somebody inside leaked out the emails where they talk about hiding the decline, and they leaked out the actual source code for the computer software that was creating the hockey stick. And you can see right in that source code, it simply says, starting at this year, add so many degrees to the temperature per year. There is no scientific justification for doing that. It's a hack. They hacked their own code to get the desired result because, after all, their funding is to study human-caused global warming. And if the world is getting cooler, they might actually have to go on out and get real jobs. Now, you've probably heard this nonsense about a consensus. 97% of the world's climate scientists are fully on board with Al Gore and his nonsense. Well, as it turns out, that 97% was as much a fraud as any other part. There were names on the list who were not respected climatologists, weren't degreed, weren't recognized. A lot of people on that list didn't give their permission for the name to be on the list. They were just grabbing names to build. These are all the people who are fully on board. Now, Forbes went on out and did a peer-reviewed survey and finds the majority of scientists around the world are skeptical of this phony global warming crisis, especially as we're heading into another hard winter. Now, when you look at some of the silliness that has come on down to support this agenda, why isn't it warm where I am? Oh, well, it's cold where you are, but trust us, it's broiling hot in the Arctic or at the bottom of the ocean, places you couldn't possibly get to and check for yourself. Just take our word for it. We're the government, after all. If you can't trust your government, who can you trust? I remember when they came out with that nonsense about the world is still warming, but the heat is hiding at the bottom of the ocean. Really? Ever hear about something called convection? As I mentioned before, one of the big embarrassments was this satellite that was put up to monitor global temperatures, NOAA 16. And it was dutifully reporting, oh, it's a hot planet. It's hotter than we thought it was. And NOAA didn't even bother double-checking their own data. They just went with it and said, oh, yeah, this is it. These are the numbers that we want. And it took literally thousands of independent researchers on the ground to say, look, I've got a thermometer here, and it's not reporting what your satellite says should be outside the window. And finally, NOAA said, oh, all right. And they yanked the data off their servers. It's not there anymore. But that hasn't stopped everybody who's pushing global warming from continuing to claim NOAA 16 proved the Earth was warming. And when they go to means like that, you understand this is not science, it's politics. It's the weaponized narrative to get your carbon tax money out of you. And that's all it was. Think of all the lies you have been told by this government and the corporate media during your entire lifetime. As an exercise, you might want to just sit down someplace with pad and paper, so the NSA doesn't know what you're doing, and just write down all the things that you know were a lie. Crazed lone nut assassin, John F. Kennedy. Another crazed lone nut assassin, Robert Kennedy. Torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, Spanish mine in Havana Harbor, Lusitania not carrying weapons, Pearl Harbor, complete surprise. Nobody had any idea they were coming. Saddam's nukes, Assad's sarin gas, and human-caused global warming. Just make that list and look at it. And really confront the reality that we live under a government that has controlled us, rules us, loots us, sends our children off to be killed in crippling wars with lies, fraud, and deception. And then decide if you're comfortable living under a government that rules you with lies, fraud, and deception. And then ask the next most important question. For those of you who are parents, are you comfortable with your children growing up under a government that will control them, plunder their wealth, send their kids off to be killed and crippled in wars of conquest on the basis of lies, fraud, and deception? We know we're being lied to about so many things. And we don't need to get bogged down in the tiny fine details that are put out there to try and get us to argue amongst ourselves. It's time for all Americans to understand we're being lied to. We're living in a real-life version of the movie The Matrix, where we've been convinced that what is on these flat screens, on that printed page, what's coming out of the radio represents the real world, and it does not. We can all agree we're being lied to. Now we have to agree, what are we going to do about it? Obviously, a big part of that is the independent media, which has sprung up out of necessity to keep the public informed as to what's really going on. And that's why the government and the corporate media have their knickers in a twist. Because they've been getting by with lies, fraud, and deception so long, they don't know any other way to operate. It's all they know how to do. Trickery. Deceit. That's all they know how to do. That's all these politicians know how to do, is fool you, deceive you, swindle you, turn you into a victim to their confidence games. That's what they do. It's all that they do. And they're in a panic here. This story that the Washington Post came on out with, Russia hacked a Vermont power station, proves they cannot change what they do. Even after all the recent embarrassments about declaring the independent media to be arms of Russian propaganda, and they got embarrassed on that one. And still, their motto seems to be, if at first you don't succeed, lie, lie again. Do you like being made a fool of? Do you like looking like a naive moron to the rest of the world? Because the rest of the world knows what's going on. When I was going through my period of international travel back in the 1980s, the rest of the world had a very low opinion of Americans by virtue of how easily we were being swindled by our own government. So just out of a sense of self-respect, we have to stand up and say, I will not be lied to any longer. I will not believe the bovine excrement, no matter how much you wrap it in patriotic duty. because my personal fortunes, my quality of life, and the life and limb of my children are on the line here if I believe the government's propaganda. And I'm glad to see that currently polls are showing Americans' trust in the government and the corporate media are down in the single digits. Got more people watching Gardening Channel and Cartoon Network than watch CNN. But the numbers at our servers and our independent radio networks, they're up. People are going to go where they know they can find the facts about what is going on. They're not going to be lured back to the corporate media by very flashy sets and video effects and really cute people in tight-fitting clothes. It doesn't work that way. It never has. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about science and health issues here. And there's a very alarming story that came out of Blacklisted News. about how in the closing days of the Obama administration, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, which I mentioned before, is about land grabbing more than it is about the environment, is going to dramatically increase allowable public exposure to radioactive levels, thousands of times above the maximum limits of the Safe Drinking Water Act. And basically, they're coming up with a system because there are so many radioactive problems going on. There's Hanford, Fukushima, going back to Three Mile Island, and there's likely to be more. And so basically, this all came out through a lawsuit brought by the Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility. And basically, it's saying that during the intermediate period following a radiation release, and possibly for as long as several years, the EPA will automatically raise the safe level of radiation number so you feel okay about the water in the air even as your hair starts to fall on out. It's kind of like the issue with Fukushima, where they came on out and said there's been this huge release, then 24 hours later, a guy made a mistake with the calculator. It's really not that big a deal. And Ann Coulter came on out and said radiation's good for you. And all these years later, TEPCO in Japan is saying, yeah, it was that bad all the way back then, but we have to manage the public. No, you don't. You have to inform the public so they can make good choices. Well, if we tell them their homes are a radioactive mess, they're going to leave and be part of somebody else's economy and somebody else's tax base. We have to keep them right where they are. Those people who are downstream from Hanford really need to be very careful about what's coming out of the faucet or over the air. Look at the problem with the lead contamination in the drinking water. It was first made public because of what happened in Flint, Michigan. Now we're finding out there are tens of thousands of cities in America where the water coming out of the tap from your government-managed utility is actually even more toxic than what they have in Flint, Michigan. So they'll put up some posters and say, yeah, it's really okay. One of the problems Donald Trump is going to have to be dealing with is the condition of our infrastructure. It has been allowed to decay through years of war. We've been on a wartime economy going all the way back to 2003. Your money is not spent on the quality of your life. It's not spent on your roads. It's not spent on the rail system. Everything's hovering at the edge of collapse because the money is gone for war. It's time to bring that money back and rebuild our nation. And that's part of what Trump means by make America great again. We'll be back after station identification.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.